Next comment here. What do we got? Alina jumping back in. Brett, just to get the good karma going, I watched Goonies twice yesterday. Oh, Alina and us were talking about the movie Goonies on the last live. Mm-hmm. When the Hawks go to the playoffs, you have to wear an I Love Goonies shirt. You know what, Alina? Deal. Bet. Yeah. No problem. As a matter of fact, I mean, dude, we could have some fun with this.
I was just going to
say,
the
longer they go in the playoffs, the more times I'll rewatch the movie.
What did Chunk wear? He had like the Hawaiian shirt and the red jacket.
Yeah.
I'll find that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we could dress up like characters.
I'll find that wig.
The longer they go in the playoffs, the more crazy my Goonies fandom will become if that's what it takes.
Yeah.
To get them a long run in the playoffs.
We're into that.
Oh, Alina continues here with another comment. Brett, what did you think of the Husky game? The awesome stop by the defense on the 1 yard line and Coleman hurdled over Smith for a 16 yard reception. Big time Husky fan here. Apple Cup, not great. Talked about it last week. Come back against Northwestern, our new Big Ten rival. Get the dub. We were talking about this actually in the car, though, because the stop on the 1 yard line, the effort that it took to do that. And then, you know, as a fan, and, you know, we know 1 yard lines here as Seahawk fans, but you kind of start thinking like, oh, whatever, great effort, but, you know, we'll see what happens from here. But then the defense goes in, shuts them down, turns everything around, momentum. I mean, that's football right there. And if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. And also, as a Husky fan, 12 teams get into the playoffs, so I'm not worried. Are you worried?
That's what I'm hanging my hat on with the loss to Michigan. I won't get into my feelings about the SC game, but, 12 teams.
Yeah.
A lot of football to be played.
Still early in the college season. Remember when one loss was, that was it?
Yeah. I didn't go to the national championship. Thank you for bringing that up too, Brett.
Sorry. Alina did. Blame it on Alina.
I'm joking.
J.R. Islands or Junior Islands.
That fucking damn Aaron Rodgers.
Checking in.
Oh, sorry.
Shout out to DK for not getting any penalties that involve fighting or unsportsmanlike conduct. I think only Bradford has won this year. DK did get an OPI, though, early.
Did he?
Yeah.
That was one of the 11?
He checked in. He checked in early with a sweet push off on the outside to get himself a reception and got a flag for it.
Thought they were all holding. All right, cool. Yeah. Cool. But hey, no, you're right though. And who said the, was it Board Schuyler that was saying what's the uncharted stat? Yeah.
Yeah, the non-stat.
Hey, could be personal fouls. So I'm gonna throw that back to you, Board Schuyler. Hope you're not bored right now. And, Junior Islands, it's the discipline that I've been talking about since preseason that I've been so impressed with. And just, you know, like, okay, yeah, we saw us fighting each other. That's what happens, right, when you're going against the same guys for, like, 3 weeks in a row at camp. Fights are going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you're tired of just hitting the same guys over and over. And, you know, someone might get the best of you, then you're going to come back. Get the best of them, and then it's going to be a fight. That's just the way it is. And but to not see it spill over into take it back to the second preseason game against the Chargers, when Haynes, who actually beat the shit out of somebody in camp, he got like punched late, and they threw a flag on the other guy, and Haynes just sat there, was like, "I'm gonna get you." Like he said nothing else. He just pointed. He's like, and he did get him later. Smoked that fool.
Yeah.
But just the wherewithal to be in the moment and just like. Let it go and get them while the play is going.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about it in the years past because DK has gotten his penalties at some inopportune times and things like that, some frustration type stuff that we've gone over before. I mean, I don't love those things as a fan, and I think you can almost point to directly costing some games in the past. So we haven't had that yet this year. I hope that we don't.
I don't think it's going to rear its ugly head. Pete enables a fire in everybody. It's what makes him such a great head coach that you feel like you can't be stopped. You could run through that brick wall over there. And like when you're in that mindset, it's hard to comprehend what's real and what's not, right? It's like, no, like I'm going to kill you, like, as an opposition. Like, there's nothing you could do about it. You won't hear a whistle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think guys go there, and that was probably part of the discipline problem we had. And I'm talking dating back to college, because I've been there, like, when I was at college, and it's just like, no, like, we're going to kill everybody on this field. So I think that was almost to our detriment. We won a lot of games, national championships. He did 10 years, 14 years of winning, right? So it's hard to argue with that formula, but I think that played into the factor of some of those penalties as a reason as to why some of those.
Well, DK's had some of his spiciest matchups against Ramsey also. So if he wasn't getting those penalties today, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
What else you guys got out there? Caesar Tello checking in.
Shit.
The O-line sucks so bad. These are Caesar's words, not mine. O-line sucks so bad, I don't know how they aren't working at Walmart. Especially Anthony. He spells Anthony's last name wrong. He says Anthony Fatford. The O-line should be working at Walmart. Your reaction?
I think Walmart's got good benefits. I'll go. Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Caesar.
Listen, I think we're all nervous about it. It's just that they're 3-0.
Thank you.
So wow. What do you want us to say?
I'm rubbing off on Brett here. Here you go, kid. Because,
you know,
I don't think I've ever heard him say, even going back to our old school days, I don't think I've ever heard you, like, be optimistic about, like, oh, well, we're undefeated.
They got the job done. I like that they stuck with the run. I like that the holes opened up late. I think they had more success, the O-line meaning, in the run game than they sort of did during the pass game today, even though they only give up the 3 sacks. There's a lot of pressures, though. Those led to the interceptions, which looks really bad, but at the end of the day, it's a 24-3 win, and, you know,
Caesar,
they were physical.
I will never tell you you're wrong, but goddamn, am I glad I didn't play in this era of...
I can't imagine what you were saying about me back in the day when I missed a tackle.
Because I hated myself, brother. You don't want to hear what I used to say to myself. But I'll let you in on some inner dialogue down the road, you know, as you continue to join us. We appreciate you. But, yeah, it's just, you know, 24-3. Is anybody happy out there in terms of what their team, like, has done? I'm wondering.
It's not that – I don't think it's that fans aren't happy. It's just there's sort of a – level of unsatisfaction even in a 24-3 win like this, because I mean it's against Tim Boyle and the other guy's name?
Skyler. His name was Robert Paulson. That's a movie quote for you. Yeah. No, but okay. Either way, Colt McCoy beat us fucking twice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That was a guy we clowned the first time. Second time we're like, oh shit.
Right.
Colt McCoy and the boys are coming to town.
Yeah.
We better be on our shit.
Yeah.
And we lost to him again. Like, any given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying is, like, just take into consideration the facts that we're undefeated. I don't give a shit who we played, right? Because we've seen a lot of people that we kicked the shit out of, you know, Denver, and now they just beat the shit out of Tampa at Tampa.
You have to win the games that are on your schedule. You know, the team doesn't make the schedule. Here's the games. You got to go out there and win them. You look up, the Niners are 1-2. The Rams are 1-2. The Cardinals are?
McNeil?
1-2.
Thanks, Big Mike.
The Seahawks are 3-0. And that's with, you know, an O-line that, quote-unquote, sucks so bad they should be working at Walmart.
With the things we're worried about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you're wrong, brother. Mm-hmm. Caesar, I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, let's take everything in consideration and everything we've overcome in going to overtime on the road, coming out with a win, even at home. It's a rookie quarterback. Well, that rookie quarterback, you know, embarrassed the Bucks, right? Him and the offense, they went over there at their house, they were formerly undefeated before today. So it's just, and then think of all the adversity that happened in that first game, that first half. Was a goddamn shitstorm. 2 safeties, an interception inside our red zone, a drop punt inside our red zone, and, like, we still came out with the win. Mm-hmm. you know, fairly easily. And yeah. Yes, it was a one-handed beautiful grab by.
If the defense is going to play like this all season, the offensive line can clearly be offensive.
Well, they're going to get better, right? Yeah.
They'll start to gel as the season goes along. Just like Bo Nix.
Dr. Nix? I mean, guy was in school for 8 years. The all-time winningest coach, was he 102? Was that his record in college?
You want to take this one?
Okay, yes. Alina, to give my thanks, Paul, for creating the Allen Institute for Brain Science. Yes. Again, Lofa, thank you for making all of us more aware. Hey, no one does it alone. Anything. Like, straight up. And I appreciate you. Appreciate Diana. Saw her today. Hopefully get to meet you in person, Alina, and all of you from the All Day family. But, I mean, I think the most real thing anybody could do is, like, share what they actually go through, right? Like, be vulnerable, be honest, and, like, you know, like, I don't care who you are. Life's hard.
Yeah.
And
you should have tried to be McNeil today after the sweets.
Beast.
Life can be hard for all kinds of people.
Hey. He made me proud.
Yeah, yeah.
You made me proud today, kid. But, yeah, Alina, love you, appreciate you. And, yeah, Paul Allen, like, oh, nothing but love for my guy.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a all day after dark type episode where we tell all the stories from behind the scenes from today. Sometime.
Only fans.
The Flying Dutchman, Gino is first in completion percentage and second in passing yards. So,
but he sucks, right, people? Guy sucks.
Well, you noticed that we're not getting those comments and questions up here tonight from people. So
sorry, I'm doing the serious stare into the camera.
Hey, McNeil, you got anything over there as you're watching the game? Do you have any questions or things that we're missing?
I'm just really impressed with Flying Dutchman.
Huh?
That person has a good comment.
Yeah. Seahawks have had 4-3-0 starts. Every season ended in a division crown. Hell yeah.
Boom.
Hell yes, brother. And I believe McDonald is the only head coach to start 3-0 as a first-year head coach for the Hawks.
There's four undefeateds left. We're one of four 3-0s.
I don't know if you could hear him.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear him. I have headphones on.
Me too. Something about four undefeated teams?
Yell it out.
We're one of four?
One of four undefeated teams left, yeah. How many winless teams are there?
Panthers won, so probably five.
Are there? Okay. Mm. Panthers coming out of there with a big W today. Sam, or not
Red
Sam
Rifle.
Donald. What the hell is it? Dalton. Yeah. Yeah. Dalton coming in. Canales getting his first win.
He should have been starting last year.
Alina back in the
Save
chat.
Save Bryce Young.
Lofa, I bet you would look pretty. Wait, what? I bet you would look pretty in chunk shirt, too. And people said previously doing the truffle shuffle, too. Love you.
Hey, got to pay extra for that. No, I'm just kidding.
They win the Super Bowl. We'll both do the truffle shuffle.
The truffle shuffle.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll start a TikTok dedicated to the truffle shuffle.
And we'll do it every day.
If we can ride this Goonies thing all the way to a Super Bowl championship.
Every morning, truffle shuffle.
What else is out there from everybody? Is there anything that we missed?
Oh,
wait, I was asking McNeil about something. I get interrupted. Oh. McNeil, what do you got for us out there?
So every game our defense has held the offenses to
140 or less, right?
Every game so far this year, our defense has held their offense to under 140 yards passing. Yeah, what does that say strategy-wise or how we're coming at the game? Or is it just our players?
Yeah, it's hard to throw in us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
then again, someone might point out it's Bo Nix in his first season, Brissett, and then these two guys today.
Yeah.
What were their names again?
It doesn't matter. I could have thrown to the Cheetah. All right? I could have thrown to Waddle. Sorry they couldn't get it done. Right?
There was a wide open running lane too for Thompson that one time. We saw it from our angle.
It was third and ten.
Run it, and then he did throw it. Went right at the guy's foot.
And even if it was completed, it would have been like my Trojans who on fourth and ten completed a 9-yard ball. So like would not have mattered, right?
No. Junior Islands is back in. Hey Caesar, It's Anthony Flagford. Well, now they're arguing over his fake nickname. Ooh, okay. I like it. Six flags this year versus Charles Cross's one. Ooh. We've had a we've had great offensive games versus the Lions. Hopefully we can keep it going on Monday. True that.
True.
Yeah, these Lions games have been good the last few years, too.
Good for us.
Except they're always making us go there.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Why aren't they coming here?
I can't remember last time. When was the last time they came here? McNeil, look that up.
I feel like we play them almost every year now, but it's in Detroit. I feel like
the last time
they
came here was like 2016.
The hell is that
when
about?
When Cam punched it out.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, they came in 2021
and
DK returned a missed field goal.
Oh, okay. He says they were here in 2021.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. That Lions game with Chancellor punching out the ball. One of the best games I've ever watched in my entire life.
You're not special. I was at that game,
too. That was sweet. That was sweet. And then KJ, our guy KJ, of course, tapping out of the back of the end zone.
Which actually is a penalty.
Yeah. Well, and everybody knew it after the game, too. It's just that they didn't call it in the game. So.
Did everybody know it?
Well, people started talking about it. I think even in the moment, the commentators were like, wait a minute.
I don't.
But
No one, at least to my knowledge, I didn't get to see the TV copy. I was coaching. But I was like, oh, shit. I'm pretty sure that's a penalty.
You were coaching for the Hawks.
Yeah, and I'm in the booth, and I saw Cam punch it out, and I'm going nuts. Everyone's going nuts, right? And then KJ taps it out, and I was like, oh, shit. I think that's a penalty. And, like, Rocky Seto's right next to me. He's like, no. I was like, well, it's going towards the field of play or against. Because I remember, okay, there was a play that Cowboys, 2006 – season, so it would be 07 January. I flipped the ball back in bounds. Terry Glenn, Kelly Jennings knocks it out of his hands. I grab it. Well, Julian Peterson misses it. I go grab it, and I see my toe is out of bounds. Loaf it to Topu. And I just throw the shit back in behind me. And Michael Bowler comes out of nowhere, scoops it, touchdown. And I go to the sideline, and Holmgren's like, oh, what happened? I was like, well, first of all, I think it's an illegal play. Like, because I threw it forward. And he was like, they're not calling it. They're not saying anything. I was like, all right, well, then fuck it. Let's not tell them. I go, but my toe was definitely out. That's why I threw it in. It was the first day they added the overhead cameras.
Oh.
And they can't look straight. I think John Madden was there. And he was just like, oh, yeah, his toe's way out of bounds. I was like, fuck. And so it actually worked out to our benefit. It was a safety. We got the kick. Hasselbeck throws a strike to, I think it was Jay Steve. We take the lead, and then comes down to fourth and one, and big play Babs tackles Tony Romo.
Mm. My son has a big stuffed lion in his bedroom that lives under his bed, which is like the head poking out to this day, and that lion's name is KJ because of that game where KJ punched out the ball and we sealed the victory. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. We can find him in his room all the time, like just reading books, laying on KJ. So.
Dope.
I told KJ write that. He knows.
So vicious. Yeah.
Alina Dahl back in the chat. What do you think about the fact that the third string quarterback of Miami did better against us than their second string backup? What was the third string's name again?
It's Boyle.
Timmy Boyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we look him up?
What's his deal? Go ahead.
All right.
I don't know. Probably should get more snaps. Like, but that's an interesting picture.
Yeah. He's got a man bun rocking in the Google images there.
But, it's. I don't think it says anything about our defense. They probably pared the playbook even down simpler, which, like, when you don't have that noise going on, it's probably easier to just get the ball out. And that's what he was doing. And I don't know who 82 is, but he made a couple spectacular grabs.
Is that the guy who got pantsed?
No.
Did you guys see the guy who got pantsed?
That was the tight end. I can't make that shit up.
He was really bearing it all out there.
Oh.
Moons over Miami.
Sun's out, buns out.
Not safe for work to pull that photo up. You want to know about Tim Boyle? Guess what year he was born. Can you see this?
I can't.
What year do you think he was born?
I only have one eye, Chief. I can't. I'm going to go
94.
Wow.
He's from the Upper East Coast.
What an old geezer.
He's from Hartford, Connecticut. He went to UConn and Eastern Kentucky, and he was undrafted in 2018. He's been with the Packers, the Lions, the Bears, the Jets, the Texans, and now the Dolphins.
He's well-traveled. Alina Dahl, how about a nice football? Is that a movie quote?
It's got to be. How about a nice Just put it in quotes.
The internet says 82 is
DS. Yeah, I saw that. So he was making he had one for 30. Yeah, that was that.
That was him?
Yeah, that was that. Yeah. I thought he looked familiar.
He had half the Tim Boyle's passing.
Yeah, it turns out 82 was D. Eskridge, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, one catch for 30 yards. Yes,
guy can scoot. Mm-hmm. How about a nice football? Is that a movie quote?
It's got to be.
Can you, Alina, can you type us on the side and just tell us if that's a movie quote?
If we've reached the point in the night where you guys are just putting in your favorite movie quotes, that's fine by
How
us.
How about
Load
a nice football?
You know we'll read them.
No, I feel like it's Ace Ventura. Would you like a football? Laces out.
Hey, speaking of Ace Ventura, Danny Marino
is in the house.
In the house tonight.
Yeah.
We didn't see him, though.
Well, we saw him exit swiftly.
We saw him on the TV.
Yeah.
If we would have ran into him in the hallway.
I would just yell laces out.
Have you met him?
No.
I've never met him either.
Yeah. Nah.
Mm. Nah. Grew up a fan?
Of Dan?
Yeah.
No.
Me neither, really.
No. Yeah. We got that in common.
Okay.
Yeah, I was Patriots and Bills fan.
Meh.
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 Eh, he's the only nice guy.
Big face mask.
Huge.
Board Skyler's back. Surely I'm a few minutes behind. I have a 2-year-old. My important non-stats were play calling and momentum.
Ooh. Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not hold...
till the last second.
We did not holds back till the last second. Play calling, if you're talking offensively, I think we're... been heaping flowers tonight on Grubbsy.
Grubbsy got my game ball last week. Might get it again this week. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I like the play calling. I like the sticking with the run to set up the pass. I think this is exactly what this coaching staff said they were going to be. They are who they said they are, and they are who we think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's amounting to W's.
And they know that we know that you know, that they know we know.
And the momentum. I mean, the big hits... the whole crowd feeds off of it. The team feeds off of it. It's giving them that identity. Those big hits on defense, just like when you played, I mean, it fuels the offense and vice versa.
It felt louder. It felt louder than I remember in years past.
Yeah.
Especially at, like, you know, like, you know, anyone can get excited for a Monday, Thursday night game. Like, when the Niners come here, it's going to be, like, rocking, right? And I hope it's not a sea of red like we've seen in the last few years. But just... it was so just obvious, and everybody was like, we couldn't even hear ourselves, like, talking to each other, and I was like, yeah, try calling a fucking play with all this going on down there.
Right. Oh.
So we had to go to hand signals.
Junior Islands or JR Islands, run defense has to show up on Monday. Two great running backs in Detroit, great point.
Yeah. No shortage of weapons for them, and I'm confident. You know, I was more scared about the running game this week, you know, with Achane, just like Gibbs. They get a crease. We have speed on defense with Love and everybody and, you know, Spoon and especially Woolen. But he gets out, man. That's hard to go get that guy. And the same thing I thought with Achane and Cheetah. But it's a non-factor. So I'm not worried about it. I want to see the pass rush continue to come to life with two of our big guns out today for most of the game. Still get 6 sacks. That's a telling stat.
But that's a huge storyline going into this week, and we'll get into it on our episodes as the week unfolds. But whatever the news is on Williams and Murphy, that's obviously, I think, storyline number one going into the Detroit game.
Yeah.
And K-9's health, I'd say. Yeah. It's really just the health of the team. I mean, the injury report this week read like an injury report from late in the season. It's got so many guys on it.
But with all things considered, we're still 3-0.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Okay. Silver lining.
Haven't played anybody, but all the injuries we've had because we haven't had our starters out there. 3-0.
But that's going to be the national storyline is, yeah, the Seahawks are 3-0, but they haven't played anyone, so we're not going to respect them yet. We're not going to give Geno his props. We're not going to...
good.
You know, be giving even McDonald and the new regime the respect that they deserve because of, quote unquote, who have they played. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
Good. I hope they don't give us respect all year long. I hope they keep betting against them in the playoffs. Bet against them all year. It's fine by me.
It was like 05 when we went on that 10 or 11 game winning streak. And there's like, no, they're not for real. 11 in a row. And like, we were like physically assaulting teams. Like, we'd all be in jail these days. Like, right? Never mind. Game checks completely gone, everything. That's how many fines we would have. But they just didn't believe. And then, you know, went right through the playoffs, did the same thing.
Yeah.
Just smoking for
it. Oh, just keep not believing. Yeah. That's fine with
us.
We
love that.
It's fine with the whole team, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, more stat. Julian Love showing up on the stat sheet. We've been loving on him all year. No pun intended.
Hop on the Love train, folks. He's going to be the MVP of the defense.
McNeil just fell over again over there. What are you doing over there?
We got to check on that guy.
Nap time for him. Thanks for watching tonight, everybody. You guys can follow us on Instagram at All Day Family, all spelled out. Oh, excuse me. All spelled out. at All Day Family. And thank you guys for filling up the chat. Thanks for being here. Thanks for supporting our sponsors, Simply Seattle, Delta, Epic Seats, and, of course, Bet Online. We got to give this thing away. You guys have been entering the giveaway. We'll announce the winner on social media, and we'll sign it, and we'll send it out. Yeah. Any other business to take care of?
No. It was awesome to see several of y'all today just come up and say that you enjoy the show.
Yeah.
We appreciate you and love you.
Oh.
And,
Well, Alina jumped back into the last moment.
Christmas Story.
The quote comes from another one of my favorite movies, The Christmas Story. I could watch that 24/7. Ralphie is asked. What he wants for Christmas, his first answer.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go. Ralphie, Christmas Story. She got us again.
You're too good.
She got us again.
And I do love that movie.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll see you later this week for our preview episode. Bye-bye.
Three,